Welcome to the Smart City Podcast. So glad you found us. This is a podcast focused on all things Unicity, brought to you by Cincinnati Bell's Smart City Division, fueling innovation and opportunity. I'm Annette, the Corporate Impact Manager for Cincinnati Bell. In the studio with me today is Tom Simpson, Chief Operating Officer of Cincinnati Bell, Inc., to talk about the future of Smart City, 5G, and what makes our company so unique. As the COO of Cincinnati Bell, what can you say sets Bell apart from other providers in terms of our technology, our capabilities, kind of especially looking into this future that we have with Smart City?
Well, that's a very good question. If I look at Cincinnati Bell, CBTS, Sonics, and Hawaiian Telecom, in the markets where we have network assets, of course, we have all the fiber assets in the world and the capability to build to enable the underlying technologies and the technologies itself for said smart cities, which is always a misnomer because it's not one thing. It's a mix of different technologies and not everything fits for the every city. So we certainly have a right to win there, and we have the assets. And in the technology side, both in the entertainment and communications business and in our CBTS business, we have people with deep knowledge of system integration, networking technologies, all of the things that tie these things together to help cities enable it. And we're certainly in a good position to learn with said cities that are interested in doing this on the best approach to actually provide viable technologies for those. We're in a good spot.
In our previous segment, John mentioned just a little bit about the importance of communities actually owning their data, especially the data that we kind of glean with Smart City.
Absolutely.
Can you speak to that a little bit, please?
Here's the problem with all these technologies. Privacy and the need for privacy by the perception of the individual, the constituent, a community is very sensitized to most people. So there's a need for the community itself to own that data, right? The challenge is that's counter to the actual smart city business model. So you can deploy the technology. We can deploy fiber and things like that. But you need revenue sources to actually cover those expenses. So if you look at everybody else deploying these technologies, they're also getting the secondary use of that data for other reasons. Selling that data, using it for crime defense, et cetera, things like that. Mm-hmm. But that therein lies the issue with the conflict between, how to capitalize on this and what the wants of the community. So that's a long-winded way of saying that for the community constituents themselves, it's a matter of their ability to invest so they can actually own that data and reap the rewards of that, because then they can actually use it for public interest, not for, we'll call it, nefarious purposes.
It's a very politically correct way of
saying
that. So, this is huge. Where do you see smart cities going in the future?
If I knew that, we would all be rich. It's going to be a very long and slow progression. If I look now and 10 years in the future, if you want a microcosm of a glimpse of what it could look like, should all take a field trip to Shenzhen, China. That is what a smart city could be. The challenge with that, and that's a mix of thousands of different technologies, from cameras to crosswalks to garbage collection to payment systems, social welfare systems, things like that. That comes at zero privacy. That's the cost. So the reason that's the possibility, right? That it's very cool. Shenzhen is what I call Disney China. It's very, very futuristic, slightly dystopian. I don't see that happening in the U.S. anytime soon. So ultimately what's going to happen is there's going to be a mix of technologies that are really a mix of private and public interest. What are the things that we can enable to broaden or to close the digital divide, right? Things that public libraries still try to do. That's something that you can enable with smart cities. What are the things that are actually going to solve common community problems. John has talked about the opioid mm-hmm. epidemic in the past. Yeah. In theory, these are things that you can enable with some of these technologies. So I see this as a, is it going to be a panacea or a utopian future of we have smart cars and traffic goes to none and things like that? Mm-hmm. No. Is it something that allows us to do a little bit more in an effective manner? Mm-hmm. Maybe. Wi-Fi infrastructure, the telecommunications infrastructure, putting sensors on a myriad of devices to help a city manage something where their revenue base is fixed and mm-hmm. they have to be more efficient. That's something that I see is going to be pragmatic.
So this next question, I know might be a little controversial, but I hear the buzzword 5G a lot recently and kind of increasingly so. And I know that there are a lot of differing opinions, but can you tell us about 5G and maybe kind of your opinion on where that's going or where Cincinnati Bell will be going with 5G?
So to some extent, you could call it hand in hand with smart city. You know, it's just like saying the cloud is hand in hand with everything that's not on your premise anymore. 5G, the first and foremost thing that comes to market in the U.S. That we'll see in Cincinnati or otherwise is really broadband, right? 5G is just a fancy word for wireless broadband in many cases. Verizon's building in Cincinnati to some extent. Very, very small percentage of the market. T-Mobile will come to market. We are building our own forms of the road to 5G, if you will, in our distributed antenna systems. It's, you can think about it as broadband. The problem with that is the broadband build is no different than our fiber build. It is long, it is slow, it is very expensive. Mm-hmm. So the reason that 5G gets lumped in with smart city technology is the thought that with the other hyperbole, the other name buzzword that's out there is IoT, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By being able to drop sensors onto a myriad of devices to help a city actually work, that the 5G network with a ubiquitous standard, because mm-hmm. there are other ways of doing this now, mm-hmm. right? That's a fact. But 5G will provide a bit more of a ubiquitous standard that helps a city do those things. Problem is, the mm-hmm. financial model doesn't support that yet. Okay. So you have to believe that it's going to become more effective 20 years from now.
It sounds like quite a gamble to me. So you're going to invest a certain amount of resources up front for a very long-term payoff.
That is our business.
Thank you for listening to the Smart City Podcast. This episode was hosted by Annette DiTommaso, with editing and production by Matt Mulcahy. Special thanks to our guest, Chief Operating Officer of Cincinnati Bell, Inc., Tom Simpson. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email at unicity@cinbell.com. That's UNICITY at CINBELL.com or visit unicity.cincinnatibell.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope to have you back soon.